Danielle.
No. I could foster them. And then he started to laugh. Oh, yeah, right. No, I see this, where this is going. A year from now, we have 250 cats and dogs. We only own four. But we're fostering all these cats. Now, I start to laugh because I'm like, he's probably right, you know. So he walks away, and I'm looking at their picture again, and I thought, you know, they look just like our current cats. Wonder if he'd notice. About a month ago, now Charlie and Lucy have gone to the big cat fair upstairs, and we now have Pancho and Pepe, okay? I'd love to say they came from a good Hispanic home. If they had come from a German home, it would have been Hans and Franz, you know. So they, Pancho and Pepe, we adore. And here's two cats, by God, that look just like them. So I go into his office. I said, you remember when I was talking to you before about Coco and Chanel and looking just like, and here's these two cats. And he starts out, he says, the answer is still no. So that is my way of one little tiny fun story about honoring and not saying, well, I'm getting them anyway, by God, hope you like it. Because you see, that would be so disrespectful. We had agreed to this. And again, I know this is a silly little example, and yet we can all come up with those kind of examples. Did I honor our agreement or not? And by not honoring an agreement or the group conscience, that I would be dishonoring him. When we talk about membership, I know they lovingly made that super simple. The only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking, because we all know the history, they had all the rules and so forth. But the long form talks about those who suffer from alcoholism. We're not talking secondhand alcoholism, we're talking alcoholism. And those who gather together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group. Now that alone, desire to stop drinking, is not going to keep me sober. That makes it easy for me to walk in the door. I also look at that for the families of the alcoholic. Oh, what's this gonna cost us? Because that's what they're used to, perhaps. But we're not charging dues or fees for membership like you might some other place. But that alone, I needed to take membership into an action word. You see, to me, I've been three different kinds of a person here. I've been a visitor, I've been an attender, and I've been a member. And I did lots of visiting pre-sobriety, this sobriety date. But that also happened to me when I was 4, 5, and 6 years sober. I went from member down to attender, down to visitor. And while I never stopped sitting in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, my illness, the untreatedness of it, grew. And so to me, membership has to be an action word, not just a statement. When I was first introduced to AA, I was chemically dependent. Now that is a lot of syllables, okay? But I don't know any different. I didn't say it to be different. And when I left that treatment program and went into another area, moved to Minneapolis, there were other people saying things beyond simply an alcoholic. Now, I was not the brightest bulb. I'm not paying attention. I'm not even gonna stay, so what's the point of, you know, really focusing on what you're doing? So now I stay, I get this sobriety date, but I don't know, again, that I'm still saying that. And so what I've done unknowingly is I've separated me from you. And I don't know that, but I'm sitting at a conference, and I'm at the registration table where you had to bring your money and fill out the form there. There wasn't online. There wasn't that kind of thing. And I said, are you AA or Al-Anon? They said, I'm